Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And we're conducting a very short statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Okay, are you a registered voter in the state of Florida, sir?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is your current official party voter registration on file with the county's elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
All right, thank you. All right, sir, when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time,
always,
or never? Okay?
Always.
All right. Thank you, sir. And do you recognize the name of Ron DeSantis, and do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or maybe neutral or no opinion?
I would say favorable.
Okay. What about Rick Scott?
Not as favorable.
Okay. I have favorable, unfavorable, neutral, or no opinion.
I would say neutral.
Neutral. Okay, what about Donald Trump?
He's better than a Democrat. Let's put it that way.
What about Donald Trump?
I haven't decided yet. So I voted for him before, and I don't know. So I'm going to say neutral right now.
Okay. What about Keith Gross?
I haven't heard of him.
Never heard of him. Okay. No problem. Thank you. All right, sir. If the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, and for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
If it was today, I would probably say Rick Scott, because I don't know Keith Gross.
Okay. All right, and do you strongly support Scott or just somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, all right? And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senator?
I would say yes for now.
Okay, so approve, right? And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
I do. I'm not necessarily agree with what he proposed, but I agree with reducing the spending, yes.
Okay, so approve, right? Okay. All right, sir, and do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
I'm not sure where it was. That's the thing. I would say I do not approve it.
So disapprove, right, on that one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. During the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping, you know, the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including, you know, the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races, most, you know, thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure to make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
It doesn't have an effect on my vote.
Okay, does not have effect. Okay, thank you. Okay, finally, I'm going to ask you again if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's the U.S. Senate seat were held today. For whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Probably right now, Rick Scott.
Rick Scott, okay. All right, and do you strongly support Scott or just somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support him, okay. All right, sir, and the last few questions are just for statistical purpose. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
Okay. All right, and then which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say you're white, Caucasian, black, or African-American? Okay, first one.
Yeah, white.
All right, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be Cuban-American, yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, in terms of gender identification, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something else?
I'm a male.
All right, thank you very much for your time, sir. This concludes our survey, and great evening. Appreciate your help.
All right, you too.
Thank you.